Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. Retold by Suzanne Eastwood. Copyright Burlington Books 2016.
Chapter 1. Life with the Reed Family. It was impossible to go for a walk that autumn day. The weather was icy cold and the sky was dark. I was reading quietly on a window seat behind a curtain, hoping my cousins Eliza, John and Georgiana Reed would not see me. They were with their mother in the drawing room, all sitting happily together by the fire. I was not part of their happy circle and always felt poor and inferior in their company. After some time, the door opened and John entered the room. He was 14 years old, 4 years older than me, and loved to torment me. "What are you doing behind that curtain, Jane?" he asked aggressively. "Come here." "I'm reading a book," I replied, walking towards him. "Show me," he commanded. Timidly, I gave him my book. He said at once, "You have no right to take our books. You're a dependent and nobody loves you. Your father left you with nothing and you're only here because we're so kind and generous. Go and stand by the window." I did so and saw he was going to throw the book at me. I tried to stop him. Too late. The book hit my head and I fell. The pain was sharp, but my anger was sharper. "You're a cruel, evil boy," I shouted. "You haven't got a heart. You're a monster." He ran towards me, pulled my hair and hit me while I tried to protect myself. Eliza and Georgiana came to see what was happening and ran for their mother, who appeared with Bessie, the maid. "Jane Eyre, how dare you fight your cousin, you naughty, ungrateful child," exclaimed my aunt. "Take her away, Bessie. Lock her in the Red Room." I fought against them as they pulled me upstairs. "Hold her arms," cried one of the girls. "She's like a mad cat." "If you don't behave, we'll tie you down," said Bessie, pushing me into the room. "Please don't do that," I cried. "Don't lock me in here." "Well, you behave badly, Jane," Bessie said. "Mrs. Reed keeps you and feeds you. If she turned you out, you'd have to go to the poorhouse." I didn't reply to these words. They weren't new to me. "I'm telling you this for your own good," Bessie added more kindly. "If you're naughty, Mrs. Reed will send you away. Say your prayers, or something bad might come down the chimney and take you away." With these words, she shut the door of the Red Room and locked it behind her. Although the Red Room was one of the most elegant rooms in the house, it was rarely used. The room was cold and far from the nursery. A maid came once a week to dust the furniture, and Mrs. Reed occasionally came to look for papers in a drawer there. My uncle, Mr. Reed, had died in this room 9 years before. Did his ghost return to the room at night? It was a terrible thought. I studied my reflection in the mirror. I was aware that I wasn't pretty, but today I looked like a spirit with my white face and furious eyes. Why did the family dislike me so much? Why could I never please them? Why was I always suffering? Eliza was selfish, Georgiana was spoilt, and John was cruel. But I was none of these things. But the Reeds didn't love me, and I didn't love them. Maybe if I'd been prettier and more cheerful, Mrs. Reed would have been kinder and her children friendlier. Maybe the maids would not have blamed me for everything. Night fell. I didn't have a candle, and the room was completely dark. I sat on a chair and listened to the heavy rain and the howling wind. I became cold and my courage abandoned me. Will Mr. Reed's ghost appear? I wondered. I tried to be brave, but my heart beat fast and my head was hot. After a few hours in this terrible room, I couldn't stand it anymore, so I shouted and tried to open the door. Bessie and Mrs. Reed appeared at the door. "What's all this noise?" demanded Mrs. Reed. "Jane, I ordered you to stay in this room. You'll stay here another hour now." "Oh, Aunt, have pity," I cried desperately, taking my aunt's arm. "I can't bear it. Please take me back to the nursery."
"Silence," replied Mrs. Reed coldly. She pushed me away from her. I fell to the floor and the room turned black. I woke up in my own bed and saw the red glare from the fire. Bessie spoke to me kindly.
"You were ill from crying," she explained. "I'm sure you'll feel better soon. Now try and rest." The next day, Dr. Lloyd came to see me. I felt weak and sad.
"Why have you been crying, Jane?" he asked.
"Because I'm very unhappy," I replied. The doctor wanted to understand.
"What happened yesterday?" he asked kindly.
"My cousin John threw a book at me and knocked me down," I replied. "But they didn't punish him, they punished me instead and locked me in a room with a ghost without a candle."
Dr. Lloyd looked very concerned. "Have you got any other family, Jane, besides the Reeds?"
"I don't think so, sir," I answered. "My parents are dead, and I only know the Reeds."
"Would you like to leave this house and go to school?" the doctor asked.
I thought about it. I didn't really know what school was, but I understood it would be away from my aunt's house.
"Very much," I said.
"Well, just be patient, my dear," said Dr. Lloyd. "I'll talk to your aunt." Months passed. One morning, Bessie came to my room and told me to wash my face and brush my hair because my aunt wanted to see me downstairs immediately. I went down to the drawing room slowly and timidly. What trouble was waiting for me now? Mrs. Reed was sitting by the fire talking to a man dressed in black.
"Mr. Brocklehurst, this is Jane Eyre," she said to him. "She's 10.
The man looked at me with a serious expression.
"Are you a good girl, Jane Eyre?" he asked.
I was silent. Mrs. Reed answered for me by shaking her head.
"How sad! I see you're a bad girl," the man said.
"Do you know that wicked people burn in hell? What will you do to avoid that?"
"I will stay healthy and not die," I answered immediately.
"Can you see how wicked she is, Mr. Brocklehurst?" Mrs. Reed said.
"If I sent her to Lowood School, I demand that the teachers must be very strict with her. And don't believe her, she always lies. Teach her to be useful and keep her humble. She must spend all her holidays at Lowood, please make sure of that."
"Of course, madam," the man replied. "Your wishes will be followed. Good day to you."
He left, and I was alone with my aunt. I looked at her with hate in my eyes.
"I'm not wicked, and I never lie," I cried. "I hate you more than anybody in the world. I'll never call you aunt again. I'll tell everybody the truth, that you and your children treated me with miserable cruelty. The thought of you makes me sick."
Mrs. Reed looked frightened, and for the first time in my life, I felt triumphant.
"You're over-emotional, Jane," she said quietly. "Go back to the nursery, dear, and lie down."
"I'm not your dear," I replied angrily, "and I won't lie down. Send me to school soon, Mrs. Reed, because I hate living here."
"I'll certainly send you to school soon," murmured Mrs. Reed, and she got up and left the room.